I didn't ask you for one, Polly thought, quite annoyed at being taken for being a frightened young lad, when she was sure she'd come over as quite a cool, non-ruffled young lad. But she said calmly, "What is it?" "Got any paper?" Wordlessly, Polly pulled From the Mothers of Borogravia out of her shirt and handed it up. She heard the sound of a match striking, and a sulphurous smell that only improved the general conditions.
"Why, is this the escutcheon of Her Grace the Duchess I see in front of me?"
said the Whisperer.
"Well, it won't be in front of me for long. Beat it, boy."
Polly hurried out into the night, shocked, dazed, confused, and almost asphyxiated, and made it to the shed door. But she'd barely shut it behind her and was blinking in the blackness when it was thrust open again and let in the wind, rain, and Corporal Strappy.
"All right, all right, hands off. Well, you lot wouldn't be able to find them, and on with socks. Hup, 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 hi-ho, hup, hup."
Bodies were suddenly springing up or falling over all around Polly. Their muscles must have been obeying the voice directly, because no brain could have got into gear that quickly. Corporal Strappy, in obedience to the law of non-commissioned officers, responded by making the confusion more confusing.
"Good grief, you lot of old women could shift better than you," he shouted with satisfaction as people flailed around looking for their coats and boots. "Fall in? Get shaved. Every man in the regiment to be clean-shaven by order. Get dressed. Wazza, I've got my eye on you. Move, move. Breakfast in 5 minutes. Last one there doesn't get a sausage. Oh, deary me, what a bloody shower!"
The four lesser apocalyptical horsemen of panic, bewilderment, ignorance and shouting took control of the room, to Corporal Strappy's obscene glee. Polly, though, ducked out the door, pulled a small tin mug out of her pack, dipped it into a water butt, balanced it on an old barrel behind the inn, and started to shave. She'd practiced this, too. The secret was in the old cutthroat razor that she'd carefully blunted. After that, it was all in the shaving brush and soap. Get a lot of lather on, shave a lot of lather off, and you'd had a shave, hadn't you? Must have done, sir. Feel how smooth the skin is. She was halfway through when a voice by her ear screamed,
"What do you think you're doing, private parts?"
It was just as well the blade was blunt. "Perks, sir," she said, rubbing her nose. "I'm shaving, sir. It's Perks, sir."
"Sir? Sir? I'm not a sir, Parts. I'm a bloody corporal, Parts. That means you call me Corporal Parts. And are you shaving in an official regimental mug, Parts? What you have not been issued with, right? You a deserter, Parts?"
"No, sir, Corporal."
"A thief, then?"
"No, Corporal."
"Then how come you got a bloody mug, Parts?"
"Got it off a dead man, sir, Corporal."
Strappy's voice, pitched into a scream in any case, became a screech of rage.
"You're a looter?"
"No, Corporal, the soldier..."
had died almost in her arms on the floor of the inn. There had been half a dozen men in that party of returning heroes. They must have been trekking with grey-faced patients for days, making their way back to little villages in the mountains. Polly counted 9 arms and 10 legs between them, and 10 eyes. But it was the apparently whole who were worse, in a way. They kept their stinking coats buttoned tight, in lieu of bandages over whatever unspeakable mess lay beneath, and they had the smell of death about them. The inn's regulars made space for them, and talked quietly, like people in a sacred place. Her father, not usually a man given to sentiment, quietly put a generous tot of brandy into each mug of ale and refused all payment. Then it turned out that they were carrying letters from soldiers still fighting, and one of them had brought the letter from Paul. He pushed it across the table to Polly as she served them stew, and then, with very little fuss, he died.
End of CD 1.